Funerals are being held this weekend for some of the 13 people killed in the Fort Hood shootings. Among them, a service today in Cameron, Texas, for 62-year-old Mike Cahill. He was the only civilian to die in the attack. From member station KUT in Austin, Texas, Nathan Bernier reports.
It's a bit chaotic at the Cahill home right now.
We're kind of moving things around because we've got lots of family.
The phone rings off the hook, and the house is packed. Mike's daughter Carrie flew in from Chicago. His other daughter Kaylee drove from her home 4 hours away. His son James is here, and so is his sister Rebecca, who came from Oregon. Mike Cahill's wife Jolene sits at the dining room table and explains what happened on the day of the shooting.
Thursday was a very anxious time because I kept thinking that he can't call out because it's locked down, that he would call me when he could. And then the later it got, then I became very worried.
That night, an Army chaplain and sergeant arrived at her door to deliver the worst possible news.
The last few days have been just kind of surreal. Just, did this really happen? And yes, it did. And having to deal with the fact that, yes, it happened.
On the day he and 12 other people were killed in the Fort Hood shooting spree, Mike Cahill was working as a physician's assistant. He had just returned after a heart attack. Outside of work, Jolene says Mike was a voracious reader. He loved history and telling stories and debating politics. His daughter Carrie shows off his bookshelf in the living room.
I mean, like Foxtrot, Calvin and Hobbes, big fan of Calvin and Hobbes. We have William Shakespeare. We have Antietam. We have the IRA, a history. We have, you know, A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. This is, again, an example of, like, my dad loved, like, you know, everything.
Carrie sits down in front of her computer and pulls up an Irish folk ballad, There Were Roses. She says it was one of her dad's favorite songs.
There's a great chorus line, and it says, "And the tears of the people ran together." And so I think how when you have so much tragedy and so much grief, the people who are affected by it are often the people who do not control what happens.
For NPR News, I'm Nathan Bernier in Austin, Texas.
There were roses, roses, there were roses.
You're listening to NPR News.